Hey, welcome to the O'Connor Chiropractic Podcast. My name is Pete Edgerton from local radio station Your Harrogate. Maybe you've downloaded this podcast from your usual platform, or perhaps you're listening via yourharrogate.co.uk. Either way, thank you very much. There are three episodes prior to this. We've discussed chiropractic care for children going back to school, also how to improve stress, headaches and the general strains on our bodies of working from home. And in the last episode, it was chiropractic care for improving sleep and stress. And now, in this one, the focus is on the immune system. So, Dr. Jason O'Connor, it's that time of year, isn't it, when everybody seems to be getting ill and there's lots of bugs around, but chiropractic care can help with me, you and everybody else staying well, can it not?
Yeah, probably one of the biggest misconceptions in terms of coughs, colds, viruses around this time of year leading up to Christmas is, like you said, it's the bad weather, loads of bugs going around. And actually, it's nothing to do with it. And we've shown that, you know, different climates, that there's not a huge difference in why people get sick. And do Eskimos get more sick? And actually, there's not more viruses going on. Often it's exactly the same amount, but it's us that have changed. And it's understanding that there's these viruses, bacteria, they're all the time, billions of them, much more than there are of us. And the levels of them are probably fairly consistent. What changes the most, the biggest variable, is us. And this time of year especially, I think our health can often be the worst, and for several different reasons. And we can divide that into physical stresses, emotional stresses, and chemical stresses. So I really think, you know, this time of year, we all put ourselves under so much pressure. I've got young children, and it's like, oh, what do they want for Christmas? Can I get the presents? You know, we're working just as much. We're then also going to parties, and we've got different engagements and trying to make all those. And, you know, I'm just planning my work's Christmas party and trying to fit in with work and saying, gosh, we don't want to be too hungover for the next day, and all those type of things that we go through. And we're just constantly rushing around, putting ourselves under pressure. We want to provide the perfect Christmas for our family. And also the weather, there is a certain effect in terms of weather, because what does happen is obviously less sunlight. And then we've got vitamin D, which I'll talk a little bit about how we can help that. So we've got this like perfect storm coming together, which then lowers all our defenses, and it allows the bacteria, the virus, to come into our body to prosper, take hold. And that's when we get run down and we get sick.
So, I mean, when you talk about the physical stress on our bodies, obviously, with the weather, you've mentioned the fact that there's a lot less sunlight this time of year. Better programs seem to come on telly. The temptation is there just to sit down, curl up, and basically spend a lot of time in front of the TV. That in itself, although enjoyable, it's not great on our spines, is it, really?
No, exactly that. As you say, how the weather affects us is not because we're cold or we're wet. It's actually because our behaviour changes in it. We don't go out as many walks. And also, we're saying how we're stressed and busy. So the first thing we drop off on is like, oh, I won't go to the gym. Psychologically, there shouldn't be any. We've just got just as much time, but we feel like we've got less time when it gets darker. You know, it's too dark, too cold to go out now the house and go get to the gym.
Excuses.
In the summer, you'd go there straight away. But in the winter, it seems that a bit harder. Well, it seems that a bit harder to get up early in the morning and do the workout. So, yeah, I think, you know, our habits get a lot worse. People who have dogs, it's quite funny, isn't it? They'll still go out. No matter what the weather, they'll take the dogs out for a walk and say, well, I can't leave the dog and it's not good for it. But they'll leave the kids at home playing on the PlayStation. You know, do dogs need more exercise than children? Of course they don't.
Very true.
But it's how we perceive it, and our behaviours are quite interesting how they change. And like you say, I think certainly you start getting into December and all the good things we may have done during the summer months, we just stop doing all those.
So, I mean, with regards to what you guys offer here at O'Connor Chiropractic and chiropractic care in general, how can readjustments overall help our immunity long term?
Well, the movement of the spine provides pretty much most of the nutrition to the brain. So when we're sat in, like you say, on the sofa watching our programs, what we've got to realize is we've usually sat all day at work as well, and our brain's not being stimulated as it should. And when we're moving, we're circulating our blood, but we're also circulating cerebrospinal fluid around the brain, the spinal cord. That's getting all the nutrients to our tissues. And when we're not doing that, you get a buildup of kind of waste products, so they're not getting drained. And it shows that, you know, the efficiency of the nervous system, the responsiveness gets more sluggish. Our hormone level balances are altered, and the body's impacted by the hormones. So like all your glands, how they react. So if they're overreacting or underreacting, you often find it can be from hormone imbalance. And we know that, you know, light, how much sunlight we get. So all these things, they're kind of bombarding the nervous system. And then we're physically not moving and getting the body moving. So when you come and get an adjustment, it does several things. Obviously it mobilizes the spine, but it's getting more nutrients into the nervous system. It's stimulating different parts of the brain, and it shifts the brain away from that sympathetic fight or flight dominance to more parasympathetic. And what the research clearly shows is when the body is more in a parasympathetic state, it's kind of rest, healing, digestion, immune function. And they've actually done studies of when taken bloods from patients pre and post adjustment, and they've found that white blood cells, particularly T cells, they go up significantly after the adjustment. And it's not just for a few moments, it actually stays like that for days. And what the theory is that our nervous system get locked in this kind of fight or flight. When you get an adjustment, it shifts it back into balance, back into parasympathetics, which then stimulates or appropriately regulates the immune system, the release of white blood cells, and then that good natural defense that we should all have.
So, I mean, with regards to the chemical effects, I suppose that they start to merge into each other, don't they? They're all connected. We've talked about, obviously, the, you know, the physical side of it, but then going into the chemical side with the white blood cells and the things like digestion, yeah, and everything like that.
Yeah, people like to think, oh, there's one magic thing that can figure, you know, sort it out, or there's one thing that's causing the problem. But like we said, it's a perfect storm. So you're just alluding to the chemical changes that occur. But yes, we know that when we have stress, that we drive cortisol, which produces more adrenaline. When we get an overproduction of that, we, our cortisol levels get low, so then we rob other hormones like serotonin, dopamine. They've found that in less light, we tend to get more depressed. I think Northern European countries have much higher rates of suicide, and they've linked that in with the less light and how it impacts hormones, things like serotonin and dopamine. So there's clear evidence to show that. But like I say, it's the interaction of all that together. And we were talking about December Christmas parties. Sugar consumption goes up massively. And again, they know that drives that cortisol, adrenaline, insulin kind of axis. And we then have to produce, you know, because we're producing more hormones there, we're decreasing the other ones that again help regulate immune system. So they've shown that, I think statistically it's quite scary how much your immune system drops after just small amounts of sugar. So again, if we're having consistently high levels of sugar throughout December, no wonder our immune systems are so poor. Not because there's more bugs.
So we've got to moderate the selection boxes then. We've just got to take it steady.
Yeah, that's it, because it's coming from all angles, isn't it? Like I say, with the stress, the lack of sunlight and lack of exercise, and then the mince pie, and then the glass of sherry or whatever. So it's all sugar, you know, alcohol, sugar, you know, a lot of the cakes, the sweets, the mince pies. I read the amount of calories in the average mince pie, you got to run 5 miles to burn off.
So oh my word.
So there's no way that we're burning off, you know, the calories. And we know that because our belt line feels in January. And then what's the big gym kick then? He's like, geez, I don't like the way I feel, the way I look. Because they've said they've bombarded themselves with those calories. And, you know, we just feel stupid. Do anyone feel great after Christmas?
you just feel stodgy, don't you? Yeah, you feel heavy and
sluggish.
You're sleeping in front of the telly and that kind of thing.
Your body's telling you. It's stop doing this thing. Stop poisoning me. But it's understanding there's a direct link. And obviously we want to enjoy ourselves, and I don't want to be a party pooper, you know, I enjoy myself, but it's just understanding that if you're doing that, it's going to have a negative effect to your health. If you have got health challenges on top of that, you know, that's when it can become a real problem, because it's a predictor. I see it all the time, you know, the kids that we see in the clinic after Halloween, after trick-or-treating, they've just like gorged on sugar, and then they've all got runny noses and colds, and the immune system drops, and then you get to see the exact same going into December with us all, with adults as well, where the sugar consumption's so high, and we just get that massive drop off of the immune system.
In an ideal world, then, kind of preparing or during this particular period of the year, what are some of the easy steps that we can all take to kind of get ourselves into a better stance of health, basically?
First of all, get adjusted. I think that's one of the primary things. Your central nervous system, your spine, is kind of the axis for the body to adapt and to recover. So we find that families that are getting adjusted, they just get less sick. I've been a chiropractor 20 years. I've been adjusted since I was 18. Not had one day off work with sickness. Hand on heart, I've not one single day. You know, yes, I've had a sniffle or things like that, but I've never felt that I couldn't come into work. The advice I'm giving my family, follow my children. Jake's 10, Brooke's 3, he's never been on antibiotics. So I don't think that's good luck, or we've just managed to dodge the germs. I think, you know, we work hard at it. And like I say, it's not one single thing you can do, but, you know, certainly getting adjusted, eating plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables, exercising, getting enough sleep this time of year, supplementation. So, like you say, I wish there's one magic thing that you can do. People like those biohacks and things you can do, and that'll stop you getting a cold. There isn't. It's hard work and consistency with most things, but the payoff is great. As I say, never on a day off work with sickness, able to enjoy the Christmas period and feeling good and feeling full of energy and feeling like I want to play with my children. So it's all those payoffs that you get from putting that hard work in.
And with regards to the supplementations, Jason, are there any ones that you can kind of recommend going forward? Is there any particular vitamin D or probiotic or something like that?
Yeah, I'm not a huge advocate of putting loads of any tablets in, even, you know, vitamins and supplements, but there's certain things that body cannot synthesize, it can't make itself. So those key things you just said there, vitamin D is essential, but we're finding more out about vitamin D. So there's types of vitamin D, and there's things that you need to have with it. A big advancement has shown vitamin D3 with K2. So vitamin K is really important in terms of how vitamin D works in our system. It kind of works like a hormone and a transporter. And there's evidence that, yeah, bone development, growth, reabsorption of calcium, all these things are affected by those things, as well as gut biome. So the function of the gut, you know, what a lot of people call the second brain. Over 70% of, they say, of the immune system is made up of the bacteria in your gut. So again, we were talking about how much bacteria, there's good and there's bad bacteria. So I was just talking about antibiotics as well. So there's certain times we need antibiotics. You know, if you have a deep wound infection, you need antibiotics, or otherwise you're going to die. So, but a lot of times it's been overused, and, you know, the medical profession are the first one to acknowledge that. I remember as a kid we had amoxicillin in the, you know, in the strawberry flavour. It was in there constantly.
Strawberry or banana flavour.
And, you know, you'd have it, oh, get some of that in you. Yeah. And what we didn't realise is we were absolutely ruining our gut health, our natural immunity, and we're just more likely to get more and more coughs and colds. So we've got this kind of very intricate, delicate balance of good and bad bacteria, and we want that good amount to be flourishing. Vitamin D and K play a role in that. Also probiotics, so they're really important, and they're different types, different qualities, so not just the ones like in these little yogurt drinks. Often people are really quite depleted, so they need more specialist types and stronger types. So just get some advice on that, we can send you in the right direction. But there are different types of cultures that you can put in your gut which help really promote the type that you need, so sometimes that's be quite specialized. But yeah, it's huge in terms of immune system, and that imbalance can create. So things like yeast infections, cystitis, you know, all those types of things that are common, they're often because of imbalance and bacteria in the body. Lots of things that we get because of a deficiency in good bacteria in our body. Another big one that we recommend is omega-3. Omega-3 is an essential fatty acid, which again, the body can't make itself. And we need those specific oils. So tend to be mainly from animal fat, from fish, but also we want good quality. So we tend to do a really high quality oil. It's triple filtered. It takes all the toxins because the oceans, as we know, are full of heavy metals, mercury, things like that now. So it's, you don't want to eat tons of fish, unfortunately, because you can bioaccumulate those heavy metals. So we find the best way to get good levels of omega-3 is a fresh oil that we do. So you take a spoon that a day, and that really boosts those omega-3, which is massively impacts not just the immune system, but like the health of cell membranes, which is the surrounding of each cell. Telltale sign of people with low levels of omega-3: weak nails, hair, skin issues, inflammation. So we find omega-3 really helps with, like I say, not only the immune system, but all those issues as well. Now, vitamin C, everyone's heard of. I'm a keen believer that you should be getting it naturally in your diet. So remember the old sailors, combat scurvy, what do they have? Barrel full of lemons, limes, because it was high in vitamin C. So just no-brainer, just have more citrus fruits, fruit in general's high in vitamin C. So that's an easy one to bring in. And always just, I would say, lots of green leafy vegetables. They're just so full of the nutrients that we need, and calcium and iron and all the things that are really good for our body. So I always say, like, this time of year, parties, buffets, it's so easy to, oh gosh, yeah, sausage roll, pork pie, and we start shoving in all the high fat, the stuff that's going to upset our digestive system. Why start with some of the good stuff? I always say, put the good stuff in first, so that bit of salad that doesn't get touched, try and, you know, put some of that in first,
counteract it.
Yeah, so at least you've got some good things in there, and then when you're putting the bad stuff in, it's going to cope a bit better than that. But if you just consume rubbish for 4 weeks, it's, you know, what chance has the body got to self-heal itself, self-regulate?
Santa must be your number one customer come January. Yeah, you must be queuing up for
it. That's why it's got such a good belly, isn't it? It's all bloated with all that bad bacteria, all the mince pies and, you know, sherry's had.
That's it. So, I mean, if people take a note of, hopefully, what you've said, some really good information, what's the first step to getting into chiropractic care? And, you know, maybe somebody's never tried it before and they're a little bit apprehensive.
Yeah, I mean, first thing is, like, most people think achy back, achy neck, get clicked, it makes you feel better. Chiropractic is so much more. It's just like going into the bank and only taking the 3 pence if you're just going for pain. Chiropractic is about getting your whole body functioning optimally, because your whole body is controlled by what? Your brain. How does the brain control the body? Through the spine. So the spine is like armor, which protects the spinal cord, the nerves. If that's not aligned, if you've had long periods of stress, work, you know, general life, traumas, the likelihood is that the spine's not going to be aligned and moving optimally, which is having a negative impact on your overall health. So just get it checked. And that's what I always say. If you come in, you get your spine checked, and it's perfect, brilliant. It's a bit like going to a dentist, they check your teeth and they say, oh yeah, no cavities, doing great. It's good to know that. But a lot of times people have got all these issues going on, have no idea. They think, oh, my back feels fine, it must be healthy. It's not about pain. You know, it's really about, well, how well is that spine functioning? Is it free from interference? Is the body performing its best? That's what we want to, you know, make sure. And again, once we get you well, the next job we want to do is obviously keep you well and maintain that.
If you'd like to explore chiropractic care for yourself with Dr. Jason O'Connor and the O'Connor Chiropractic Team at Station Parade in Harrogate, you can check out their website for more, which is o'connorchiro.co.uk. And in the next episode of this podcast, we're going to be chatting lower back pain.
And it's often a bigger sign that there's other health issues going along. It's the body's not healthy enough, or your spine's not healthy enough to take that stress.
For now, thanks very much for listening, and see you in the next episode.